Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The not all important fourth preseason game tonight for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We are right to the point where, and I think I speak for the whole city, I think at least I speak for us, in that we're ready for the regular season to get going.
Yes,
we're ready to
God.
Wake up and it be at least Tuesday, and we get in here and we start that football week.
Yes,
and we
games get that matter.
Nonetheless, though, I don't want to say suffer, that's the wrong word, but we push through and we strive through.
We tolerate.
Tonight, yes, we do that. And there's a really good story in today's Pittsburgh Post-Gazette from our friend Ray Guy Fittipaldo, who writes in the Post-Gazette about a game of last chances. That is to say, several draft picks going to have to perform well against the Panthers tonight to nail down a roster spot. He says the Steelers don't make a habit of cutting draft picks, but they could tonight. You have guys like Sutton Smith, even like Zach Gentry, who's a fifth rounder, Ulysses Gilbert, Isaiah Bugs, Derwin Gray, all those guys. Benny Snell, even. You don't know what his future is with this team. But all these guys that are on the cusp, you think that Devin Bush, Deontay Johnson, and Justin Lane have this team made. They are locks. And then from there, it's a crapshoot. So I guess it is important to some people. That is to say, there you go with something to watch for tonight, right?
Yeah,
the guys that were drafted, and I circle Gentry, and I circle someone like that. I think Sutton Smith's a lost cause, but I circle Gentry and then see what Benny Snell does.
Snell, Gentry, I would throw in, even if you stay up for the entire game, your Ulysses Gilberts and Tuzar Skippers of the world, right? This game is all about those guys that are borderline makes for the roster or practice squad guys, proving why they deserve to actually make the roster or be brought back around next week for the practice squad.
You may not even have to stay up all that late to see Tuzar Skipper and Ulysses Gilbert.
It's
they
true.
May get a run pretty early in this football game.
I bet they start.
Yeah.
I know you've got, Dirty Red still,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. I mean, he's like the fourth guy. They've got three guys that are rotating for two starting spots, if you want to call it that. And then why not play Gilbert?
I agree.
Why not start Skipper? Those other guys aren't going to play.
So there are you.
They
can,
shouldn't anyway.
I no. guess the what I guess the long and short of all this to start the show today at 412-928-9370 is you can sort of trick your mind into saying that there is something to watch out for. You can trick your mind into saying, okay, here we are. It's 7 o'clock. It's that there's something to look out for. The baseball game starts an hour later, I mm-hmm. guess, right? It's in Colorado tonight.
Is it an 8:10?
Yeah,
maybe,
and if you think the Pirates gave up 12 runs in Philadelphia in that thin air, they may give up 106.
8:40, I apologize.
Right, so you have a little bit of time to watch the Steeler game if you're a baseball fan. You have the whole time to watch the football game if you're a football fan. But you can trick your mind into saying, there's something I need to watch. And I think Ray Fittipaldo hit it on the head. Let's see how these young guys do away from home in a stadium, some of them knowing at this point in time it's this or they're done with football maybe forever.
Yeah, this is a big moment for show us why we should keep you around beyond Monday. I mean, this is if you're, a Derwin Gray or a Fred Johnson battling for the ninth spot on the offensive line or whatever it may be. That's what a fourth preseason game is for. We're not even talking about, the Mason Rudolph battling for a second quarterback job or anything like that at this point. Fourth preseason game is about the down-the-liners proving why they belong on the roster.
And Kevin Colbert has done this in the past, Jim. You remember Thaddeus Gibson, you remember Doran Grant. Like, he has released fourth and fifth round picks in the past and not thought of anything about it. I mean, he's let them go. Those guys, he's cut those guys.
Benny Snell looked good early in camp, and then he got banged up.
Mm-hmm.
And Terrell Edmonds' brother, you can make an argument that he's been better than Benny Snell.
Well, and he's been around a little bit longer, too.
But he's also a guy, you can cut him and bring him back on the practice. There are some guys, and that's another part of this, too, is that when it comes time to cutting the roster, it's like, okay, we'll let this guy go. He'll be able to sneak through the practice squad. We'll bring him back. And the other thing is that, and we've talked about this with the tight end position particularly, is that there's going to be somebody out there, I'll bet, that's not on the roster right now that ends up making the 53-man to open the season.
So no matter how dire it is from a fan standpoint, no matter how thin it is from a fan standpoint and from a viewing standpoint, I guess what it comes down to is we ain't Jacksonville. We ain't St. Louis, who lost their team. You know, we're not this place or that place.
We're not,
we can find something to watch.
Right. We're not Washington still
right.
questioning who the starting quarterback's going to be. You know, this is a good position to be in as a football fan. Yeah, all the big rocks have been moved. Now it's time to fill in the gaps.
Yes, and if you're a savvy football fan, if you're somebody who's in a football town like this one that's so good, you can kind of, even if you have to press yourself a little bit, find a storyline to look for, and I think that Ray did that wonderfully in today's Post-Gazette. This guy and that guy, this guy or that guy, or perhaps are these two guys essentially just the same guy? A study in that coming up next, because I think the Steelers have a pretty big decision with this guy or that guy, or maybe could it be this guy and that guy?
Hmm.
You find out who those two men are coming up next. All right, Ed Bouchette, he was on yesterday, and he was talking about different roster battles. And one of them is that receiver towards the end of the receiving core. Because you know that Juju's going to make the team. You know James Washington's going to make the team. You know Dante Moncrief's going to make the team. And Deontay Johnson's going to make the team, right? So mm-hmm. there's four guys right there.
Right.
One, two, three, four.
Who's the other two?
Yeah, who are the other two? Who's the fifth receiver? Are they going to keep five? Are they going to keep six? How are they going to go? What's it going to be with the tight ends? So does Ben prefer Switzer or Rodgers? And this is the quarterback. Which one does he like?
He's on record of liking both those players, but I think Switzer has the advantage. He also can return punts and kickoffs. You saw him do that for a half the other night. I actually think he's very good at returning punts. He hasn't broken one for a touchdown, but he really just looks like he knows what he's doing out there.
Okay, Eddie Boo, well, will they just then keep both?
I don't see a real reason for that. They have other slot guys they can use. Hey, Juju, you know, can play in the slot too.
Hmm.
Okay.
They are, for me, Eli Rogers and Ryan Switzer. I think that Eli Rogers is a more, not dynamic, but he could potentially score a touchdown easier than Ryan Switzer can. I think he could take it to the house
more
easier.
More big play ability?
Yes. It doesn't shock me if he hits a 65-yard touchdown. It would shock me if Switzer did.
Splash play ability.
But Switzer is more important to the team because of what he does on specials.
Well, and he's a Swiss Army knife of sorts, right? Eli Rogers is most likely not going to line up in the slot, come in motion, and take one of those end-arounds.
And he gets hurt.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. You know, Switzer, to your point, does have that special teams ability. He returned all but one punt last year and all but one or two kicks, I think. So you get your primary return man, a slot receiver, and sort of a jack of all trades who you can use in different ways on offense if you keep Ryan Switzer around. If you go with Eli Rogers, all you're really getting is your fifth wide receiver who's going to line up in the slot. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, and so I think while some look at it as interchangeable, some look at it as the same guy, if you have a tiebreaker of sorts, it has to go to Switzer. Switzer's going to make this football team.
Yes.
I mean, he just is.
It all comes down to the return thing, because the only other guy we've seen them try at returns in, well, I take that back. Johnny Holton's gotten kick returns. Mm-hmm. But punt returns, the only other guy we've seen is Spencer. So, I don't know. They're not going to trust a rookie in Johnson, Deontay Johnson, to be the primary punt return guy. I just don't see them doing that. And Deontay Spencer, I don't think, is going to make the team unless they're going to keep seven wide receivers.
That's not happening.
Right. So it really comes down to the fact that Switzer is your main return guy, and if that's going to be the case, then what purpose does Eli Rogers serve if he's basically a facsimile of Ryan Switzer, but without the return ability?
Rogers is expendable, I think, and also he isn't, and Ben has talked about this when Ben has gone to him before, though, but there have been times where Rogers has not necessarily been the sharpest route runner in the world, and Ryan Switzer may not have the electricity that Eli Rogers does, but he's... Ryan Switzer doesn't do things wrong.
Right. And I think the hammer is, to the whole conversation, what you mentioned at the beginning of it. Injuries.
Mm-hmm.
How many games did Eli Rogers play last year?
Well, and part of it, he was suspended.
Right. And so there's a lot of different things that go into the mix with Eli Rogers. We've heard sort of the disdain in Mike Tomlin's voice when he's talked about some of those off-field social media things that popped up in the last couple of years when it comes to Eli Rogers.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.